Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We got Dr. Ed Kopp with us, ladies and gentlemen. Ed is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the co-founders of BMC Associates, and he's one of the guys who works with people like you and me to help us do a better job of managing our businesses and also to transition from one phase of the business to the next one. And he's here to talk to us about that. Ed Kopp, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Ed, one of the things that that happens in a small business to small business owners and a lot of times without us realizing it is how we have to make transitions from different stages of running the business, from different stages of the marketplace, from different stages in our lives. And these are some of the things that you guys work on a lot, isn't it?
It sure is. Sometimes it's a transition in the way things work within a founder's lifetime. And sometimes it's a transition as you go from generation to generation in a business that's a family business. But whichever it is, there's always change.
Well, absolutely. And talk to us about some of the things you've been working on lately. I know that that you had something that you've been working on lately with regard to transitioning the management style of an owner.
Well, that's right. I think we all know that, and certainly any of us who have started a business, that to get a business started, you just have to throw yourself into it, your whole life and your whole soul, and do what needs to get done. And a lot of people would call that style of management entrepreneurial or startup, and sometimes it actually gets put down because it's not the style of management that the professional academics tell you you should be using, but it's the style of management that really can get something to go from nothing to something. But there does come a time when that no longer is quite so effective. When being the sort of the sun with the solar system around you, the one leader with everybody else revolving around you, no longer will support the kind of growth that you want in your company, and that's the time to make a transition.
When you have to go from being a gunslinger to an operator.
That's right. I mean, sometimes people refer to that as going from working in your business to working on your business. Well, if you're going to work on your business, you need someone else taking real responsibility and getting real leadership in various roles in the organization, and that's the transition to what frequently is called professional management.
So to go from being an entrepreneurial manager, or really, frankly, probably more accurately and more simply, just to say, go from being an entrepreneur to being a professional manager.
And it's very difficult to do because the fact of the matter is if you've made a success of your business, and if you haven't, then the transition is one we don't want to talk about. But if you've made a success of your business, you've learned what works, and what works is having your hands on everything and everyone reporting to you. And it's very hard to step back and say, hey, what has always worked for me no longer is what I need to do.
The thing about it, Ed, is that, when we do it, it's perfect. When I do something, it's perfect because it's exactly how I want to do it and how I think it should be done is perfect. And in order for me to delegate that, to give that up, to let somebody else do it, even though I've got lots of growing pains in my business and I need to give this up, it is so hard because the other person, as much as I may be glad they're with me or maybe working with me, as good a job as they may do, it won't be perfect the way I think it should be. It's hard to let that go, isn't it?
That's right. One of the things that it really takes to make this happen is courage. Because as you say, Jim, you know that things are going to be right if you do it yourself. You take a risk that you might need to take in order to keep the company growing, in order to become what you always dreamt of. But it's a risk, and it takes courage to take risks. But then entrepreneurs know something about taking risks. This is just a different kind.
Right. Exactly. Well, how do we make this transition, Ed?
Well, the most important thing is to know when you need to make it. And in order to know when that time has come, you can't really rely on yourself for the reasons we were saying, that you're wrapped up in doing your business, it's working for you, it's hard to see the signs that you're no longer able to get it done in the old way. So this is one of those places, like many others, where it's awfully important to have advisors giving you feedback that is candid and that you respect. So having a board of advisors or a board of directors, depending on the circumstances, and choosing people who are not just going to be yes men, but who will tell you when you're beginning to reach the point where your old way of doing things is no longer doing the trick, having that kind of board, whether it's formal or informal, kitchen cabinet, whatever you want to call it, having some people who, in effect, know what's going on and will talk back to you when you need some talking back is a key opportunity.
Ed, do you recommend some of the organizations like the TAB boards, the alternative board, what's the other one?
Vistage is another.
I'm sorry?
I say Vistage is another, I think.
Yeah, Vistage is what I was trying to say. Yeah, we know those guys very well. I just couldn't get their name out. Do you recommend those kinds of formal CEO roundtable type things?
Absolutely. I have to tell you, as consultants, we're not supposed to say, hey, this is a good client or this is a bad client, but our best clients, in the sense that they're most prepared to hear what we're saying and work with us, are people who participate in that kind of peer advisory situation.
Right.
It's folks
right.
like you who have gone through it and sometimes missed the cues, who can tell you it's time for you to start thinking about making some changes.
Right. Well said, Ed. Hold on to that thought. Ed Koff is with us, ladies and gentlemen. BMC Associates. Put a .com on that, right, Ed? Is that it?
You do, and you'll get
that. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. 20 after. They got you in back from this show.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.